Hello and welcome back to Koala Moon, a podcast of original children's bedtime stories and meditations designed to make bedtime a dream. Before we get cracking, let's have a big cheery wave and hello to today's special Coco Club members. That's you, Alex and Rowan from Suffolk, Bailey N from Edmonton, Alberta. Listen out for the penguins. Ornalise Chase and siblings Harrison and Evie. Thank you and your families for signing up and supporting the show, keeping us all doing exactly what we love to do. Before we begin, a quick message for the grown-ups. If you'd like to support our podcast, enjoy ad-free listening, unlock 4 bonus stories per month, and much, much more, you can join Coco Club. Subscribe in just 2 taps via the link in the show notes. But now, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Speaking of support, tonight's tale features a supporter of the highest calibre. We're heading back into the Sleepy Forest football scene and meeting up again with Slow Mo and the Sleepy Forest soccer team, fresh from their triumph of last season's success. But there seems to be an extra member of the squad, a mysterious supporter who turns up for every single game and galvanises the crowd into loud cheers and applause, enabling the team to rise up and deliver their very best performances. But who is this mysterious creature? As we bring to mind a forest full of tall trees and a clearing with 2 white goalposts at either end, you lie back in bed and start to gently wind down your busy body. Take a few deep breaths in and out. Wiggle your fingers and toes as you do so. Maybe roll your neck around a bit. Now, snuggle down under your blanket or duvet and nestle your head into your pillow. Perfect. So, it's the start of a new soccer season in Sleepy Forest, and the soccer team find themselves with a new mascot cheering them all on from the sidelines. However, nobody knows who is hiding inside the mascot costume. That is, until Slow Mo notices something very unique and uncovers the truth. This is Slow Mo and the Secret Soccer Mascot by Alicia Ainsley. With a winning season under their belt, the Sleepy Forest soccer team were a triumph. The players were all well-renowned throughout Sleepy Forest, sort of like celebrities. Everybody wanted their autographs and to have photos taken with them. The players could barely make it past 10 trees without getting spotted and being approached by an adoring fan. The talented soccer players' lives had changed a lot, especially the goalkeepers, Slow Mo. Slow Mo was a sloth who had spent the majority of his life lazing away in his tree, peacefully at the edge of Sleepy Forest. He used to spend most of his days simply sleeping, eating, and crawling. He lived a very relaxing life. It was a far cry from the energetic soccer pitch he now spent the majority of his time on. But Mo didn't mind. Mo absolutely adored soccer, and he couldn't wait for the new soccer season to begin. The Sleepy Forest soccer team had enjoyed a little break from playing for a while since the last soccer season ended. They had enjoyed a few weeks of resting their bodies, soothing their muscles, and regaining their energy through lots of sleep. But now, their leader, Coach Chase the Cheetah, had decided that it was time to get back on the pitch. They had a lot to prove now that they were the official champions of the soccer league. They couldn't let their guard down and become complacent. Coach Chase wanted them to train twice as much and twice as hard. Luckily, Coach Chase's strict approach worked wonders. From the moment the Sleepy Forest soccer team stepped foot on the pitch for their first game of the new season against the Quabbling Quills, it was clear that the team was stronger than ever. The Sleepy Forest animals beat the birds that played for the Quabbling Quills 5-0. They scored 5 goals, while the poor birds couldn't even get one strike past Slow-Mo's impressive goalkeeping. At the end of their first winning match, Nora the Greyhound, the team's fastest sprinter, proclaimed, "I think we might win again this season. We played so well today." Every member of the squad agreed that their teamwork had been exemplary on the field, and they had played quite magnificently. The crowds watching clearly agreed too, as they cheered from the stands. Ozzy the Ostrich boasted, "Those quabbling quills didn't stand a chance against Lionel's fancy footwork." Kylie the Kangaroo added, "Or Slow-Mo's long defensive arms in the goal." The team chuckled and patted each other on the back encouragingly. All of a sudden, the team heard a voice from across the field, soaring up above the roar of the crowd, reciting a jaunty rhyme. The voice cheered, "Who's the best? Sleepy Forest. Who's the best? Sleepy Forest." The crowd automatically started joining in with the chant, and within a few seconds, everybody in the stands was chanting in unison, "Who's the best? Sleepy Forest." To the Sleepy Forest team's surprise, somebody wearing a big, bulky, purple, furry costume was standing at the edge of the pitch in front of the crowd. The mysterious character danced along happily, encouraging the crowd to keep chanting, before performing a backflip along the ground. The crowd went wild and started cheering and applauding with delight. The performer gave a flourish and took a bow with gratitude. "Who was that?" Ozzy the Ostrich asked with intrigue.
"I have no idea. They are wearing a costume," Dakota the Dinosaur replied.
"Did you set them up to this, Coach?"
Lionel the Lemur asked, turning to Chase. But Coach Chase shook his head, confused. He was just as surprised by this new mascot as they were. The mysterious creature in the big, bulky, purple furry costume had arranged it all themselves. The Sleepy Forest soccer team were a little puzzled by the mascot's surprise appearance, but they welcomed their presence. Slow-Mo wanted to thank the mascot and made his way across the soccer pitch. But by the time he got to the other side, the mascot had disappeared, and the crowds were beginning to leave the stands and surround Mo, asking him for an autograph. Mo was disappointed not to get the chance to thank the secret mascot, but he didn't need to wait long to get the opportunity again. The secret mascot started turning up to all of the Sleepy Forest soccer team's games. Every time the secret mascot appeared at a game, the crowds watching became even more vocal, and the Sleepy Forest soccer team felt even more confident. This secret mascot knew exactly how to warm up the crowds, and they had tons of different chants and rhymes up their furry purple sleeves. Still, nobody in the Sleepy Forest team seemed to know who it was beneath the costume. The Sleepy Forest soccer squad played against several different teams, such as the Mystical Mighties, the Burrowing Warriors, and the Dashing Dinos. And every single team commented on how good the Sleepy Forest team's mascot was. All the other teams wanted to get one for themselves too. The Sleepy Forest squad smiled and agreed that their mascot was pretty superb. However, none of them admitted that they had no idea who it was that was cheering for them. At their game against the Rainbow Raiders, the Sleepy Forest squad felt their confidence slip a little for the first time. The miniature leprechauns on the other team were light on their feet, and they were giving the Sleepy Forest squad a run for their money. As halftime approached, the team were growing tired, and the score was a tie. Both teams had scored a goal each. At the half-time whistle, the two teams retreated to the sidelines to take a break and discuss a plan of action for the second half of the game. Meanwhile, the secret mascot entertained the crowds. The mascot was singing lots of new chants today, all about the different players in the Sleepy Forest team and how amazing each one of them was. The observing crowd cheered and joined in with the mascot, absolutely loving their halftime show. The Sleepy Forest secret mascot was a hit. The crowds couldn't get enough of them, and the Sleepy Forest squad were appreciative of the show too. Sitting on the sideline, Liana the lioness listened to the mascot chant all about her and exclaimed with a smile,
"Wow, I feel amazing about myself now. I feel like there's nothing I can't do."
Coach Chase explained that that was the point of a mascot. They were there to boost everybody's morale, rile up the crowd, and encourage the team to go on even when the going got tough. Liana replied,
"Well, I'm glad we have a mascot then. I think they're wonderful."
Slow-mo took a sip of water and gazed across the field watching the mascot. They really were something special. The mascot's large, fluffy suit was eye-catching, and the dance routines they performed along with their energetic rhymes were dazzling. As he watched, there was one question burning inside Mo's mind. Who was behind the mask? Who was the secret mascot? As the teams headed out onto the pitch for the second half of the game, the Sleepy Forest squad felt a confidence boost thanks to the secret mascot's rhymes of encouragement. They went on to defeat the Rainbow Raiders by 2 points, and the Sleepy Forest team had never been more grateful to their secret mascot. They knew that they wouldn't have won if they hadn't had their own cheerleader in their corner. This time, Slow-Mo was determined to thank the secret mascot for all they did and tried to move as fast as he could across the pitch to reach them before they went away. However, his slovenly legs could only go so fast, and the mascot scurried away before Mo could reach them. Mo sighed and sat down on the grass.
"How will I ever find out who is beneath the suit?" he asked himself defeatedly.
Mo looked around and noticed how everyone was departing the soccer grounds to go home. Whoever the secret mascot was doing the same thing. When their next game of the season came round, Mo decided he would be ready for the secret mascot. He would find out once and for all who was behind the mask. The day of the next big game between the Sleepy Forest soccer team and the Platinum Penguins came around, and Slow-Mo couldn't take his eyes off the sidelines. He was looking out for their secret mascot. As the game began, Mo couldn't see the mascot anywhere, and he was beginning to wonder whether the mascot had given up on them. But after about 10 minutes, Mo's ears pricked up at the familiar sound of the mascot's catchy rhymes. He looked to the stands and saw their mysterious purple furry friend dancing around, performing somersaults and cartwheels, showing off a fresh array of rhymes and chants that got the crowd going. Mo watched the mascot from his goal and enjoyed the show whilst the rest of the team tackled, swerved and dribbled around the Platinum Penguins on the other side of the pitch. Just as their secret mascot performed a high kick, Mo spotted something he'd never noticed before. Out of the back of the mascot's suit peeped a tail. A thin, scaly, multicoloured tail. Mo gasped with realization. He suddenly knew exactly who was beneath the suit. Mo smiled to himself and hatched a plan. As the half-time whistle blew, Slow-Mo moved as fast as he could across the soccer pitch. Usually, he would attempt to meet the mascot at the end of the game when the mascot was fleeing the grounds. However, at half-time, the mascot always stuck around to perform an interval show. Mo would catch the mascot off guard and find out once and for all if his theory was right. He wanted to know exactly who was in the suit. Mo reached the edge of the pitch and approached the mascot, feeling quite out of breath. He hadn't moved this fast the whole game so far. The Sleepy Forest mascot was busy performing a victory chant, and Mo noticed that the scaly, rainbow-coloured tail was still poking out of the back of the suit through a hole. When the mascot had finished their chant, Mo tapped them on the shoulder, and the mascot turned around with pleasant surprise. The mascot raised their padded, furry arms into the air and cried out with glee, "It's Slow-Mo!" The crowd started to chant, "Slow-Mo, Slow-Mo, Slow-Mo, Slow-Mo," as the mascot held one of Slow-Mo's long, gangly arms up into the air with triumph. Mo blushed. He wasn't used to so much attention being on him, but it was flattering nonetheless. Mo lowered his arm and placed it around the mascot's purple padded shoulders and whispered into their ear, "Thank you for the cheers, but I came over because I wanted to celebrate you and your amazing performances every game. Can we talk privately for a moment?" The mascot nodded their big round head and led Mo behind the stands. As soon as they both stepped away from the crowds and retreated underneath the tall stands, the roar of the busy crowds faded away and the air fell still. Out of the beaming light of the sun, they were covered in cooling shade, and the whole atmosphere felt much more relaxing. Here, Mo and the mascot could speak in peace and quiet. "So, what did you want to talk about, Mo?" the mascot asked with enthusiasm, tilting their head from side to side comically. Mo replied with a smile,
"Can we speak face to face?"
The mascot laughed and said,
"We are face to face."
But Mo slowly shook his head and reiterated,
"I mean, can you take off your mask so we can speak face to face?"
The mascot paused with doubt. It was clear that they didn't want to take off their costume. Mo took a guess at who he thought was beneath the suit and added,
"I know it's you, Camo. You don't have to hide anymore."
The mascot stood up straight with surprise and then lifted their padded hands up to their head, pulling off the mask to reveal who was beneath it. It was indeed Camo the Chameleon. Mo was right.
"How did you know it was me?" Camo asked with surprise.
Mo explained that he could see his rainbow-coloured tail poking out of a hole in the back of his costume. Besides, he would know that tail anywhere.
"Oh dear," Camo giggled, his scaly skin beginning to blush pink.
I'll have to fix that before I go back out onto the field. Mo was confused. Why did Camo feel like he had to wear a costume? He didn't need to hide away. He should be shouting loud and proud in his own incredible skin, not a fake padded one. Mo prodded.
But why? Why do you need a costume, Camo?
Camo admitted shyly.
I don't feel confident enough to perform without my costume and my mask. If everyone knew that it was me running around, chanting and dancing, they might all laugh at me.
Mo reassured Camo that nobody would laugh at him. In fact, everyone would think he was even more amazing than they already thought he was. If Camo went out without his costume on, he would finally be able to take credit for his amazing work instead of hiding behind a mask. Camo twisted his padded suit fingers and his skin turned grey. He wasn't so sure. Mo felt sorry for the young chameleon. The little guy just didn't realise just how impressive he was. But it wasn't for Mo to decide what Camo should do. Camo needed to make his own decisions. Mo heard the whistle signalling that the second half of the soccer game was about to begin, and he started to leave at his slow, slow pace. As he moved, Mo said to Camo,
"Don't worry about it, Camo. Everybody loves you out there, whether you wear your mascot costume or just your own rainbow-coloured skin. Keep being you."
Camo the chameleon watched Mo return to the soccer field to take his place back in the goal. Camo held the mascot mask in his hands and sighed. It was more difficult dancing and performing acrobatic tricks in this big, bulky suit, and it got terribly hot beneath the sun. Plus, Camo had to push his voice to be heard from behind the mask that covered his mouth. Cheering the Sleepy Forest team on would be much easier without the costume. But was Camo ready to ditch the facade and reveal to everyone in Sleepy Forest that it was really him behind the suit? The second half of the game began, and Camo watched the players run around the pitch, chasing the soccer ball as the crowd cheered from the stands above Camo's head. Camo felt torn. A part of him wanted to ditch the mask and run back outside without a care in the world, while the other part of him wanted to stay hidden beneath the costume and continue as he had been doing up until now. Unable to decide between the two, Camo decided it was easier to just stay out of sight beneath the crowd seats and watch the rest of the game from his hiding spot. All of a sudden, Camo noticed that the crowd was beginning to recite a chant of their own. It was one he didn't recognise. He listened closely, and as more and more Sleepy Forest residents started to join in, he made out their words loud and clear.
"We want the mascot, we want the mascot, we want the mascot," they all chanted.
Camo was surprised and let out a little laugh. They all wanted him to come back out. Camo didn't want to disappoint the crowd, and he certainly didn't want to let the soccer team down. He put his mask back on and started to secure it in place, when he realised that it was sticky and felt very uncomfortable. Why was he forcing himself to wear it? Camo pulled the mask back off
and discarded it on the floor. He listened to the crowd continuing to chant, "We want the mascot! We want the mascot!" Camo took a deep breath. Would they want him as much as they wanted the mascot? Would everyone like his performance without the costume? Well, there was only one way to find out. Camo unzipped his costume and stepped out of it. He sighed with relief and felt a weight lift off his shoulders as the cool air washed over his scaly skin. It felt wonderful to be free of the costume, and he watched as the grey tinge of his skin disappeared and was replaced by his usual beautiful multicoloured stripes. He smiled to himself and gazed out across the soccer field with determination. It was time to show everyone who the secret mascot really was. Camo ran out from under the stands, encouraged by the crowd's chanting, and instantly started somersaulting, cartwheeling, and backflipping his way across the grass in front of the crowd. They all burst into applause and cheered with delight. Their beloved mascot was back, but this time they looked even better than ever. Camo's skin glittered and twinkled as he chanted and rhymed, and the crowd shouted along with him. He performed his dances and jumped up and down with excitement, encouraging the Sleepy Forest soccer team to keep going even when the Platinum Penguins scored a goal against them. But thanks to Camo the Chameleon's cheerleading, the team managed to power through and score two more goals of their own. Camo's scaly skin shone brighter than ever, and he felt amazing as the crowd cheered his name. "Camo! Camo! Camo!" As the game came to an end, the Sleepy Forest soccer team had won once more, and the crowd went wild. It seemed there was no stopping the team, and Camo led the crowd in a victory cheer. Unexpectedly, when the game was over and the crowd started to leave, Camo found himself swarmed by dozens of fans asking him for his autograph and wanting pictures with him. "Camo, I can't believe that's you," they all exclaimed. "You were incredible. I didn't know you had it in you." Everybody had so many kind things to say about Camo's performance, and the young chameleon grinned from cheek to cheek. Nobody minded that he wasn't in his mascot costume. In fact, everyone seemed to love him even more now that he was just being himself. Camo looked to Mo across the soccer pitch and gave him a thumbs up. Mo sat down in his goal and offered the little chameleon a thumbs up back. Camo had taken a risk today, and it had paid off big time. Camo continued to attend every soccer game that the Sleepy Forest soccer team played that season, but from now on, he didn't wear a costume. His radiant rainbow skin was eye-catching enough to please the crowds, along with his exuberant, talented performances. Every game, Slow-Mo watched Camo from the goal and smiled contentedly. It was very special seeing Camo finally so confident in his own skin and sharing his skills with the forest unashamedly. Camo had never looked so dazzling, and his joy was infectious. he made everyone around him feel better. And that was a very special trait to have indeed.